Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick. There was confusion in Zimbabwe on Sunday. Even more confusion than the coup that country's been going through has already produced. Longtime ruler Robert Mugabe was supposed to resign and give up power in a televised address, but give up power he did not. Instead, Mugabe said he's staying on the scene.
The Congress is due in a few weeks from now. I will preside over its processes, which must not be prepossessed by any acts calculated to undermine it.
Robert Mugabe, 93 years old, saying he will preside over the Congress in Zimbabwe in a couple of weeks. Robert Mugabe could now wind up getting impeached by his own party in a new twist in the strange transition of power that's been unfolding in Zimbabwe for the past week. Peter Godwin joins me now. He's a former human rights lawyer in Zimbabwe who was born and raised there. He's also author of The Fear, Robert Mugabe and the Martyrdom of Zimbabwe. Peter, good to have you.
Hi.
Peter, there appears, as I said, to be a great deal of confusion over what happened on Sunday and that sound of Robert Mugabe we just played. What are you hearing?
Confusion doesn't even start to cover it. I mean, it's been a farce, really. It's been absolutely extraordinary. The whole of Zimbabwe was expecting and had been told to expect Robert Mugabe's resignation last night. He was taken to the studio. This whole thing was all set up. And he sat there with army officers on one side and some of his own people on the other side and gave this rambling, almost incoherent speech, which didn't mention resignation at all. And so Zimbabweans this morning are just trying to figure out what actually happened. There were all sorts of bizarre theories, including a kind of switcheroo theory. At one point, one of the generals appears to take a page off the desk, and people are saying, well, was that the page where Mugabe was supposed to resign? So it was a really bizarre situation.
What are you hearing from behind the scenes, Peter? Is this just a matter of a trip inside the mind of Robert Mugabe, who's ruled this country since 1980 and isn't going anywhere? Or is there a broader coalition trying to keep him in power?
Yeah, a trip inside Mugabe's mind at the moment would be an extraordinary thing. He looks as though he's becoming slightly senile. I mean, when he gave that speech, it was rambling and slightly incoherent. I think that this is his last-ditch attempt to somehow survive, but he's becoming increasingly detached from reality. It was really his last chance to leave with any crumb of dignity. It was his sort of soft landing opportunity, and he's walked away from that. So now, today, his ruling party, ZANU-PF, is meeting, and the plan is, I think, that tomorrow they will start impeachment proceedings in Zimbabwe's parliament.
So even Mugabe's own party, after all of these years of rule, is ready to cut him loose.
Well, it absolutely, because what you're seeing here, and it's just as well, you know, to remind oneself that this isn't a kind of people's revolution that's playing out. We had these wonderful jubilant scenes in Harare, in particular in Zimbabwe on Saturday, where there were enormous crowds marching, etc. But really what we're seeing in high politics is musical chairs among the leadership of the ruling party, ZANU-PF, which is the only party that's ever ruled Zimbabwe for nearly 40 years. So, yes, what we're seeing is a kind of, you know, Mugabe's wife made a play, a premature play, as it turned out, for the leadership herself. She saw herself as some kind of Evita Peron or Imelda Marcos or Madame Mao, and it didn't work. She didn't have the support of the army. And so her main rival, Emmerson Mnangagwa, who had recently been fired as vice president by Mugabe, is the putative heir to the throne.
Peter, musical chairs at the top in high politics, as you mentioned, but Zimbabwe is a country with extraordinarily high unemployment, a struggling economy, very high illiteracy. Are there any opportunities in a change of power here in a post-Mugabe Zimbabwe? Are any of these players that you're talking about going to bring a little bit of relief to the struggling nation?
Yes, I think there's always opportunity when you see a change in regime or change in leadership of a regime that's been in power for this long. What you saw on Saturday in the streets of Zimbabwe was this absolute sort of desperation among Zimbabweans for change, any glimmer of hope. You've had this cold sort of dead hand of stasis on them for so long. They're just desperate for some sort of change. And it's quite possible that Emmerson Mnangagwa, who will probably replace Mugabe, may lose control of this situation, that once people, you know, once people see a new person there and it's not Robert Mugabe, because in the last sort of decades, Mugabe had hollowed out ZANU-PF and created a kind of personality cult. It had become a very personal thing. And if he's suddenly gone, there may be a bit of a vacuum there. Emmerson Mnangagwa isn't wrapped in quite the same mythology. He's not quite as charismatic. And so absolutely, there is a possibility that this may be the beginning of some kind of real change in Zimbabwe.
I mean, this is a country where the vast majority of citizens have never known a Zimbabwe with anything but Robert Mugabe at the top. This was a military coup, Peter, that was billed not as a military coup, bloodless though it were. Do people on the streets have confidence that after a month or two or a couple of weeks that the generals will step aside, that they will have elections in their country?
Yeah, this isn't sort of your grandfather's coup. This is kind of coup 2.0, coup light, in the sense that what it is it's the general that you see there, and indeed the person who went on TV, you know, at 4 o'clock in the morning and in uniform and read a statement. They are not looking to be in power themselves. They are looking to put Emmerson Mnangagwa in power. So in that sense, it's not the sort of classic West African Nigerian coup. That's not what you're seeing. And they've been very careful to try and keep it within constitutional confines so that they don't run afoul of the regional organizations like the African Unity or big neighbors like South Africa who don't want to see an actual coup because it's kind of bad for business. So I think Zimbabweans are confident that this will remain a kind of pseudo-civilian regime. But then bear in mind that Mugabe has been backed by the army and the police and the oppression for many, many years, and violence is just beneath the surface in their rule.
Some potential for real change during a shift of power in Zimbabwe if they can manage to get Robert Mugabe off the scene by the end of the week. Peter Goodwin, author of The Fear, Robert Mugabe and the Martyrdom of Zimbabwe. Peter, thank you so much.
Thanks.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.